Disrupt yourself. Master personal transformation, seize opportunity, and thrive in the era of endless innovation. By Jay Samit. Read for you by the author.
To all those who seek to disrupt the status quo with big ideas, may this book shorten your journey. Introduction. Psst. What would you do with $1 million? The sexy disembodied voice would whisper to passersby. After stopping in his tracks and looking around, the surprised pedestrian would see a visual parade of yachts and race cars, mansions and glamorous women in evening gowns dancing across the kiosk's 20-inch screen. The year was 1984, and California was in dire straits. The country was emerging from a recession, and California's unemployment rate was at an all-time high. Finally, and with much fanfare, it was decided that the troubled state would run a lottery, the revenues of which would generate the sorely needed funds for the state's schools. A multi-million-dollar contract would be awarded to the company that developed the best technology system for selling the new lottery's tickets. My prototype kiosk, with built-in motion detectors, was going to be my ticket to fame and fortune. At the time, I was a 24-year-old with a small multimedia company that did special effects and production work for hire. Our specialty was producing video games and interactive training programs on Laserdisc. When the lottery was announced, I had a big idea. Why not apply my expertise in the arcade video game business to help the lottery become more interactive and fun? I partnered with Syntec, a lottery machine manufacturer that supplied ticketing hardware, to create a player-activated terminal dubbed the PAT 2500. The PAT 2500 would actually talk to potential customers and encourage them to buy tickets. I outfitted the 79-inch tall computer kiosks with laser displayers, motion detectors, and speakers. The kiosk would beckon to anyone who came near it. Using Intel 8031 microprocessors, the kiosk was state-of-the-art. It's hard to imagine this now, but in 1985, this rudimentary contraption was one of the first commercial machines capable of handling audio and video. At the time, almost no one had a computer in their home or on their desk, and the computers that were used in workplaces were shared by multiple users and had small, monochromatic displays. The PAT 2500 featured a 20-inch full-color display and capacitive touchscreen. I was convinced that my machine and I were going to revolutionize the way lottery tickets would be bought and sold all over the world. At 24 years old, I was sure I had figured out how to become a billionaire. I was competing for the lucrative California lottery contract against G-Tech, who manufactured a primitive adding machine-sized unit that displayed greenish numbers on a black CRT. There was no comparison. I was sure my time had come. I was the young Turk disrupting the lottery industry. I was to the lottery what Henry Ford's Model T was to horse and buggy makers. I was wrong. We weren't awarded the contract. G-Tech won the contract, and I was stuck with an amazing kiosk in my garage. I was nothing more than a guy with big ideas. I was intent on changing the world, making a lot of money, and having fun along the way. But after I lost the lottery contract, I was broke and dejected. With no lottery prospects, I spent the night before I was to fly home to Los Angeles from Sacramento, tossing and turning. That night, thinking about who I was and how desperate I was to make my mark in the business world, I began what I would later come to call self-disrupting. I analyzed all the pieces that came together to form my identity. I began to define what unique experiences and knowledge I had that would set me apart from my peers. I thought about the way I made decisions, how I processed and responded to information, how I approached problems. I thought about the way I presented myself to the world and how I communicated my abilities to potential business partners and clients. And I thought about how I was spending my time and energy. If I was going to find opportunities to make a name for myself in the world, I was going to have to change something in my approach. Then I started thinking about my business in those same terms. Where was the value in my lottery machine? How could I put it to use in a different way? By the time I landed in LA the next morning, a subtle shift had taken place. When I arrived at LAX looking for the cheapest way to get home from the airport,